From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. For the past 53 years, rest areas have offered weary travelers a place to pull off and pause and maybe even learn a little local history. Traditional rest areas are quickly disappearing from the nation's roadways. Louisiana, for example, has already closed 24 of his 34 stops. Ryan Ford is a photographer whose work has been featured in the New York Times and the Texas Monthly, among other places. And she has been trying to capture these doomed rest areas with her cameras before they disappear. Her project is called Rest Stops, Vanishing Relics of the American Roadside. And she joins us now from KUT in Austin. Ryan, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
So first of all, Ryan, what do you mean by traditional rest areas? I guess you're not talking about, you know, the Starbucks, Gas Up, Burger King kind of big pull off the sideway rest areas, right?
What I focused my photography project on was the true highway rest areas, such as roadside tables, picnic areas. They were started all the way back in the 30s, during the Great Depression, actually, when people would travel for days and weeks at a time. And they were created just out of sheer necessity. People would need a place to pull over and rest. Driving was really tiring back in those days. And they would just kind of look for a wide spot on the road and pull over and sometimes pick fruit off of farmers' trees. They'd milk their cows. They'd knock on the door and, you know, ask for supplies. And then later on, back in 1956, when the interstate highway system was developed, that's when safety rest areas were officially created. They were a element of the highway system. They were very official. Those were what people more traditionally think of rest stops. They have the bathrooms and you walk your dog, read the map and look at the informational kiosks and stuff like that.
Some of your photographs are just a little shelter with just one lone picnic table or just one lone sort of pull-off spot. And these all look like they've been around for a very long time. I'm curious how you got interested in this. You sound young to me. Are you a frequent rest stop visitor?
I actually moved to Austin, Texas about 6 years ago from Los Angeles. And of course, we had the giant interstate rest areas along the different freeways and highways in California. And I always grew up with them, but I never really noticed them until I moved to Texas. Being a freelance photographer, I would drive around Texas on various commercial assignments, and I'd sometimes be on these different back roads, and I'd start to notice these cute little roadside tables. I really appreciate mid-century architecture and roadside culture, and I would just notice that a lot of them looked really old, like they were built in the mid-century. A lot of them were really fun and quirky. Some of them were shaped like a teepee. Some of them were shaped like a windmill or an oil derrick or wagon wheels. I really just didn't notice them until I moved to Texas, and I really started to take notice and thought that it might be really fun to do a photo project on them.
I read in your artist statement that you consider these rest stops as providing historical and cultural significance to the regions that built them. How so?
When the interstate system was built, it bypassed a lot of the smaller towns. It also bypassed a lot of the local flavor and a lot of the local culture. The engineers and designers of these different rest areas would actually design them to give travelers a window into what the local flavor and local culture was. For example, you know, if you were traveling through Texas or North Dakota or Oklahoma, obviously that's stereotypical, you know, Indian land. So they would build teepees. Or, you know, up in North Texas, they would, you know, cover the tables with oil derricks and windmills. And, you know, out in West Texas, they'd use wagon wheels and stuff like that.
Do you have a favorite rest stop?
Probably my best rest area story is I was actually headed home from Marfa, Texas, which is out in West Texas. It's a pretty artsy town. And we were driving home and stopped somewhere near Fort Stockton, which is pretty much the middle of nowhere of West Texas. I had my camera set up on a tripod shooting my rest area, and I see a trailer pull up that was covered in University of Texas logos. And as you know, sports fans can be pretty intense. So I just kind of snicker to myself and I go back to shooting. Through my viewfinder, I look up again and there are some people walking a longhorn through the rest area, which is hilarious. And
a longhorn cow.
Yeah, longhorn cow through the rest area on a leash. It was two handlers. It was it was so funny, and I had no idea why. So I'm like, laugh it off and go back to shooting. And then all of a sudden, my friends put two and two together and realized that it was actually Bevo, who's, you know, the famous University of Texas mascot. And they were actually coming home from winning the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California. I wandered up to them and asked them if I could get a shot of Bevo in my rest area. And sure enough, they kind of, you know, looked at me strangely, but I got the shot, and it's pretty great.
Were any of the sites you visited particularly well-maintained or very busy or populated? The ones in your photographs look kind of desolate.
You know, I purposely shoot them to look very desolate. You know, there are still quite a few along the main interstates that are still pretty well used. People really just pull over to use the restroom. A lot of people walk their dogs, and a lot of semi-truck drivers, you know, take naps there. But it's definitely the ones along the biggest interstates. The ones that are really not used anymore are along the smaller highways or in areas where there are lots of commercial options.
Although you're looking at these as relics, are there instances where you understood, you know, looking at the cracked concrete or crumbling infrastructure, that you understood why the choice was made to rope off or close off these sites?
I guess it was pretty obvious at a bunch of them why they were no longer used anymore. You know, they're at the very next exit, or sometimes the same exit, there'd be a brand new McDonald's or a brand new Buc-ee's that offers every possible amenity you could ever think of. And, you know, why pull over here when you can, you know, have every possible need at your fingertips?
Then what is your goal then when capturing these locations with your camera lens? Is this, you know, purely about raising awareness? Is this purely about saying goodbye to something? What is it for you?
I think my main goal with this project is to just create an archive of these, because it's obvious that they're not going to be around forever. I mean, they're disappearing at a rate that's beyond belief. So basically, my main goal is to just systematically document them before they're gone forever. My dream for the project ultimately is to assemble the collection into a book, because soon these images will be the only artifact that remains of this roadside culture.
Ryan Ford, a freelance photographer. Her work has been featured in the New York Times and Texas Monthly, among other places. Thank you so much for joining us.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me.
We have a link to see her collection of photographs. Really worthwhile. It's called Rest Stops, Vanishing Relics of the American Roadside. That's at wordofmouthradio.org. I ain't got nobody just to call my special friend. You know, the first time I traveled out in the rain and snow and the rains. You know, the first time I traveled out in the rain and snow and the rain and snow. Oh, I didn't have no payroll, not even.